Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Rachel was chased out, chased away from here because she wasn't in blue. Yet all of us, yeah, were. Glory be to God. That young man also, we nearly got chased away. Glory be to God. But I'm joking, amen? Yes. Colin, like you've heard, there's also Thursday. Okay? Mariam, has your husband ever been here on Thursday? I don't remember him ever being here. Okay? For the many years we've been having prayer meetings on Thursday, Colin has never attended. But the wife has come when she's on leave. Yes. So the testimony actually shouldn't be given on Sunday for him. It should be Thursday. If it is not Thursday, never. Glory be to God. That is the way to get him to come and pray. Glory be to God. Good to see all of you. Yes, Geraldine brought us a friend. Her name is Had. Conjit. Yeah. Is Dennis here? Dennis Mujimba. Hey. This is a couple that was selling a house in Lubowa many years ago. Do you remember that story? And I what? Anyway, she knows the story. Glory be to God. People know about your house. Hallelujah. And by the way, it is still available. Okay? It is still what? Available. Glory be to God. Yes. Now, we have been studying or reminding ourselves who Jesus Christ is. Amen? And we did three parts of in this series, okay? Part one, part two, and three, in which we learned or we reminded ourselves that Jesus is God. Jesus is what? He's God. We shall not go back into that, but Jesus is God. He's not just Jesus, not just a man, but he is God. And being God, he is also the creator. Amen? He is also the what? The creator. He is the katonda. Hallelujah. Alright? And he's not just God to us, but he's also God who is with us. Okay? When he was going to be born, the angel Gabriel came and told Mary, okay, that that child will be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Hallelujah. I mean, so he's not just in heaven, disinterested in what is happening on earth. But there's some people who think that, okay, yes, there's God. We are not atheists. We believe there's God. Okay? But they continue to say that after he created the world, okay, and the earth, okay, he abandoned the earth and the world and people. Now, we believe he's there. But these things down here are for humans. Okay, now, that's not true. Amen? He's God with us. He's interested in our lives. He's interested. The Bible says that he even knows the hairs on our heads. Glory be to God. He is God with us. Okay? Very often, he reveals himself to us in different ways. Okay? We saw in the Bible that there are times when he would reveal himself to people as an angel. Sometimes he would reveal himself as a man. Okay? And he still does that today. Glory be to God. Other times he would reveal himself to people by his word. Okay? And that's what actually we talked about last week, that when God speaks to you a word, when he gives you a promise, when he talks to you about anything, and you really know that it's Him. That is God revealing Himself to you. That is God with you. That is Jesus with you. Hallelujah. Amen. And some time ago we also learned or reminded ourselves that He is the desire of nations. From the time man fell into sin, okay, mankind has always desired a redeemer. Okay? They always waited for Him. Okay? Especially, okay, that especially is in quotes, okay? Especially their women. Okay? Because God had told the serpent that the seed of the woman will crush your head. Okay? So women always longed to be the ones, each woman longed to be the one to carry that seed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. However, because you are born out of due time, you didn't get that opportunity. Okay? You are born out of due time, number one. Number two, you are born in the wrong tribe. Okay? Hallelujah. Because, the woman had to be a descendant of Abraham. Okay? Anyway, the women who are here, very sorry. Okay? Too late, but we thank God that He came to redeem us. Okay? Glory be to God. The desire of nations. Glory be to God. We also learn that He is Master. He is Lord. He is Lord. Glory be to God. He is Lord. And because He is Lord, we should seek His guidance. We should seek His will in everything that we do. Glory be to God. We should seek His will in what? Everything we do. Glory be to God. Now, that's important. We should seek His will in everything that we do. Okay? Maybe not in everything, but in most things. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. I don't think you have to seek Him what to wear on Sunday. Okay? But probably if Rachel had sought Him, she would have known that what? It's a blue day. Glory be to God. And she would still be seated here. Glory be to God. My wife and I sought Him. Okay? Even Eden. Okay? Even Colin sought Him, but the wife didn't. Okay? Glory be to God. But on a serious note, we should see, you know, He's our Lord. He's our Master. Okay? We are born servants. We are servants. A servant doesn't do what they want to do. They only do what the master tells them to do. Okay? Most of you have maids, isn't it? Have maids at home or helpers. Okay? Those helpers don't do what they want to do. Glory be to God. Okay? And it's not that you're bad, but it is just that that's how God designed the system. Glory be to God. Amen. That's how God designed the system. Okay. And, anyway, you just don't do what you want to do. Glory be to God. By the way, including education. Okay. Going to get a degree, okay? If you don't have one and you are 25, you're 30, you should still ask God, okay? Should I go? Number one, you might be wasting your time getting a degree because most people, especially in Uganda and the rest of the world, I guess, the reason why they go back for another degree, the whole thing usually boils down to money. Okay? But what are the... Okay, but how sure are you that when you get that other degree, It will bring more money to you. You're not sure, isn't it? Okay? In Uganda, there was that era, the generation. If you just have a degree, it was sorted. Then there came the generation, and I don't know if we are still in it, when they're like, man, 1 degree is not enough. It is not enough. If you have 1 degree, you won't get a job. So people began running for what? Masters. Okay? But if you do a study, yeah. Anyway, and you see, God can get that money to you in different ways. Hallelujah. He might send you to the village, up country. He gives you 100 acres to plant not tobacco, but coffee maybe. All right? You understand? Okay? And you get more money than a PhD, you know? Yeah. Okay? And you get more money than Christine. Okay? Christine is finishing her second master's. Okay? Yeah. And for her, from what I know, for sure, it was of the Lord. Okay? However, you do what you want to do. Okay? But I'm advising you, seek the will of your what? Hallelujah. You might, yeah, young man, you might go to get a master's, okay, and you miss the woman you're supposed to marry. Glory be to God. The angels know that in 2023, you are in Uganda. All right? They have been told that that one in 2023, they are where? In Uganda. Okay? So in 2023, okay, they get a girl from somewhere and bring her to where? Uganda to you. And man, they look for you, you're not where to be seen. You're in the UK. Okay? And then you get what? But these things are very, I'm saying them in a joking way, but they are very serious. They're very what? Serious. And you know these things if you have been in LAT. Glory be to God. Okay? Ladies, okay? Anyway, glory be to God. Jesus is our master. He's our Lord. Okay? And if we behave in such a way that he's our Lord, I'm telling you, a good number of the problems that we face, we won't face them. Glory be to God. Because we shall be in his perfect will. And the best place to be as a Christian is in the perfect will of God. Glory be to God. That is the best place you can ever be. Hallelujah. Okay? In the perfect will of what? Of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now today, we are going to also learn. For some people, it is going to be a learning lesson. To others, it's going to be a reminder. A reminder that Jesus is also an army general. Glory be to God. An army general or a military general. Okay? Even Jesus is a soldier. Glory be to God. And not just a soldier, but the soldier with the highest rank. Hallelujah. Jesus is a what? Glory. Jesus is what? Glory has switched off because she didn't want things to do with what? With the army, whatever. But Andrew has what? Okay. The husband has woken up. Glory be to God. The truth of the matter is, glory, whether you want it or not, Jesus is what? Is an army general. Glory be to God. Okay? In Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, okay, Moses sings a song. Moses was a singer. Okay? Moses was what? This Moses who also had an Ethiopian wife. Okay? By the way, she's Ethiopian. Amen? Yeah. Moses was a what? A singer. Now, so they have been delivered from Egypt, God has helped them to cross the Red Sea, okay? And the armies of the Pharaoh have drowned in the sea, okay? And Moses sings a song, and it begins like this. He says that, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God. I will praise him. My Father's God, and I'll exalt him. The Lord is a man of what? Of war. Glory be to God. Okay? And the Lord is his name. Glory be to God. Quiz, what is the Lord's name? We did that exam some time ago. Okay? The Lord is what? His name. Okay? Notice that all those letters in the word Lord are capitalized. Okay? So Bob, what is the Lord's name? Bob, what is the Lord's name? Eh? Mubiramu class. What is the Lord's name? It's here. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his. But is that true? Huh? Is that true? Partly. Glory be to God. But there's a reason why all those letters are what? The Lord's name is not Lord. Okay? The Lord's name is not what? You know that, eh? And I'm not going to go back. The Lord's name is Jehovah or Yahweh. Okay? The English, these who wrote this version of the Bible, decided not to write that name. And they just said, let's just use the word Lord. Okay? But the Lord is not his name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you understand these things. Okay? But the point that I'm trying to make is that the Lord is a man of war. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is a man of war. Glory be to God. And he fights against his enemies. He fights against what? His enemies. He's a fighter. Okay? And remember, Jesus is God. Yeah? So we're not going to go back into that. So when he says that the Lord is a man of war, it also implies that Jesus is a man of what? Of war. Glory be to God. Okay? In Isaiah chapter 9, from verse 6 alone, the Bible says that, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Okay, so it is talking about Jesus. Amen? And then he says, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and what? Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. Now, I want to submit to you that this word, or this noun, okay? Is it a noun or a pronoun? Prince. Okay? Prince, okay? Should also have been, or could also have been translated as general. Okay? Or commander, or captain. Okay? And I give you permission to check on your phones, okay? You can right now go on the what? Internet and check. That word, I don't know why they translated it as prince. Probably it's because princes fight. They go to war. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? But that word, okay, could also have been translated as a general or as a commander, a captain of the army. Okay? Glory be to God. So glory, Jesus, this son that was born, this son that was given, okay, is also a general of peace. Glory be to God. A general of what? Of peace. Hallelujah. Okay? So he's a general of peace. He brings about peace. Okay? And how does a general bring peace? Okay? Okay? That peace is always preceded by fighting. Glory be to God. Okay? So Jesus is a general of peace. And you know that, eh? Okay? He's coming back. Okay, at his second coming, he's coming back and he's going to wage war against his enemies. Hallelujah. And as I say this, I need to emphasize that we shouldn't become his enemies. Glory be to God. You know, you can be a Christian, but then you make yourself an enemy of God. I hope you know that. You don't know that because you're quiet. Okay? But Christians can make themselves enemies of God, okay? And the general of peace will fight them. Okay? And you all know that a fight is never a funny thing. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, I'm going to emphasize that none of us should ever be found on the wrong side as far as Jesus the general is concerned. Glory be to God. Because he's a fighter, okay, and he never loses, by the way. He never what? He never loses, okay? Museveni lost many battles, okay, but today he never acknowledges that. Okay? But he won the war. Glory be to God. But Jesus has never lost and will never lose a single battle. Glory be to God. Okay? Now and even at his return. Glory be to God. Okay? So we should make sure that we are never caught on the wrong side. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, he's loving, but there's also another loving side of him. He's a general. He's a man of war. And he has never lost and will never lose any war or any battle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now this Jesus, the general, okay, in the past, as far as the Bible is concerned, he always fought for Israel. Well, not always, but when Israel was in his perfect will, he always fought for them. Glory be to God. And that also implies that he will always fight for us as long as we are in his will. Glory be to God. In Joshua chapter 5 from verse 13. Okay? So the children of Israel have crossed the, which the Jordan. Okay? That river. Okay? So they have entered the promised land. Glory be to God. Then it says that, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho was going to be the first city they were going to take. Okay? Now, this is interesting that in the promised land, they were going to fight. They were going to what? They were going to fight to possess what was theirs. Okay? And most of you know that as a church, okay, God has spoken to us in dreams, in so many ways that we are in the promised land, okay? But please understand that being in the promised land doesn't mean that you just sit and be idle, okay? There's something for which you have to contend for by the power of God. And so it says that, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, And behold, a man stood opposite with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So he, that man, said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Glory be to God. Okay? Glory be to God. This commander was Jesus. Okay, the pre-incarnate manifestation of Jesus. Hallelujah. And by the way, the word here translated as commander, okay, is the same word translated as prince in Isaiah 9:6. So why didn't they translate it as what? commander, in Isaiah 9. I don't know. But maybe they wanted this boy, okay, to depict him as real nice. Because for unto us, a child is born, and to us a son is what? So now you can't start at a, You understand? He's going to, I think they wanted to keep the flow of the verse, to be nice. Major prince. Alright? But anyway, that word could also have been translated as commander, just as in Joshua chapter 5 verse 14. Okay, so this man tells Joshua that as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Glory be to God. In SMAC, in high school, we had a guy called Commander. That was his name. That was his last name. He was called David Commander. Okay? And Commander was K-A-M-A-N-D-A. Okay? Commander. Okay? Do you remember I told you about the Davids who were in our class? The Davids in O-level. Okay? The Davids were sacked. Okay. In senior four, okay, the stories have begun. Okay? And planned. Okay? In senior four, yes, our class in St. Mary's, yeah, there were a bunch of what thugs. Okay? You know, adolescence, teenage, whatever, is a very delicate, okay, very delicate, stage. That's why there's a father here who's seated next to his what? His teenager. I'm joking. Meanwhile, I watched a movie last night. Okay? I finished a movie last night. Okay? But I had to check the time. Okay? Rather, the duration, It's duration. It was 1.5 hours. Okay? I sat with Eden. Then the mother also came and joined our staff. Okay? And I watched a movie. But the reason why I was interested in this movie was... so there were these boys, like 11 and 12, but it was on Desta, all right? Desta. So it was a Christian movie. Okay? So there were these boys, this cowboy. What was his name, Eden? What was that boy's name? The main boy. Eh? Justin. Dustin. Okay? But I watched the movie. So, Dustin. So I was interested in the movie, and when I saw the plot, I was like, this is good to sit with your what? Young girl, and watch this what? Movie with her. Because ideally it's one of those things I would have said, what? This movie, no. But I was like, she's 12, She's turning 12 in May, so I'm like, the things, there's nothing can do about them. As in, but at least you sit with what? Hey. So, there was this boy, Dustin. So Dustin falls for some kachik. He develops feelings. Other things are normal, what people, so don't think that I'm going to what? I'm speaking bad things, what? Okay? So, yeah, this cowboy, yeah. So now he wants to what, right? To tell the girl, what, you know, I like you. But you know, so he has these Butu boys, his friends. What were their names? Jira, what were their names? Okay. So now they sit. What now? So he tells them, man, that chick, I like her, what? So what should I do? Then the little boys begin to advise him. Do like this, wow, you know. So when I saw that, I decided to see it because I am mad. This movie. Because, to be honest, it took me backward in time. And I'm like, I remember this stuff. Okay? When guys would sit in school, then one guy, what is like, and he sits there and they tell him how what you write. Don't fear, be courageous. What? And some guys are acting like consultants, like they have been there, you know, eh? They're like, you know, eh? So I was like, now, this movie, I need to what? To watch it, you know? And my daughter, she's 12, you know, so, eh? You know? That's how you establish a relationship. So that in future, they give you info, man, before they, what? Ukutomela, eh? Hey, so I'm like, I'm watching, eh? But also it was a nice movie, seeing the guy, I'm in fear. Anyway, yeah, but you can go and whatever it on Desta and what? Sam, and watch it with what? With John. Yeah. Anyway, so our class in school, so there are these stubborn boys, okay? And a good number of them were called David. Okay? David. Okay? Sam, remind me, so there was Ofunji David. Okay? Ofunji David. There was also Commander David. Okay? Which other David? That one was a nice. Anyway, there were like five Davids. But thugs, man. Alright? So, we had the deputy HM. Okay? Then there were also some other guys like Mozilla, Steven, Nalika, your classmate at uni. Okay, Kalika Patrick. You know Kalika? That guy was. Anyway, so this deputy HM, so anyway, he came, you know, there was an assembly. Anyway, he told these boys, there was a list of them. Okay, and there were like five Davids. Okay, so he got all the Davids and some other guys like Muzasi and told them, don't put your choice, your first choice in St. Mary, in SMAC, because you won't be admitted. Find where to go. All right? Then Bambi, there was a certain David, a very nice Muchiga guy, man. Okay? But because he was called David, he was also what? Included in the gays who are like, don't come back here. He was called Tushabe David. Okay? So guys nicknamed him the unlucky David. Okay? Tushabe Bambi didn't come back to SMAC. Okay, he went to Untare School. But this deputy HM, okay, or Kenny, whatever, just decided to get all the Davids. Ofunji David, Commander David, you know, then he found another, you know, Tushabe David. All of them. Okay? So some went to Budo, some went to Namiriango. Anyway, but I was telling you about what? Eh? What was I telling you? Because I was talking about it. Anyway, yeah, even, yeah, he also went. Now he's in Rwanda. He's a big man in Rwanda. I don't know whether he's a commander in RPF, but he's there. Hallelujah. But anyway, so this man tells Joshua that I am a commander of the army of the Lord, and I've now come. Okay? And then Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped. Okay? This is a clue that this was not an ordinary man, and he wasn't even an angel, because we're not supposed to worship angels. But Joshua fell down to worship the man. And the man didn't say, no, don't worship me. The man accepted the what? The worship. Glory be to God. Okay, and the verse goes on and says what? And says that, so, yeah. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. Glory be to God. So this is not an angel. Okay, this was Jesus, the pre-incarnate manifestation of Jesus. And the children of Israel are going to encounter war. They are going to fight. Okay? And Jesus shows up as the commander. Glory be to God. Glory, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen? So Jesus is a commander. He's a general. He's a fighter. Okay? And he fights against his enemies. Okay? And we should never be found on the side of those who is going to fight against. Remember, he never loses. Glory be to God. And so he fought for Israel, and when he returns, he's going to fight again. Glory be to God. And by the way, it is going to be a physical war. A real war, not spiritual. What? It's going to be real. Glory be to God. It says in Isaiah chapter 63, okay, we read this last week, as this is Isaiah, and he's saying that, who is this who comes from Edom? Edom is in Jordan, okay, current day, Jordan, okay, a neighbor of Israel. So he says, who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozra? This one who's glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. Okay? And then Isaiah gets an answer. I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Okay? Then he says, why is your apparel red and your garments like one who treads in the winepress? Then he answers and says, I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me, for I have trodden them in my anger and trampled them in my fury. Their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my robes. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. I looked, but there was no one to help, and I wondered that there was no one to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation for me, and my own fury, it sustained me. I have trodden down the peoples in my anger, made them drunk in my fury, and brought down their strength to the earth. Okay, now this is a prophecy which has never been fulfilled. Okay? But Jesus is going, when he comes back, okay? When he comes back, at that time, Israel, the nation of Israel, will be at war. Okay? And many Israelites, many Jews, okay, will be taken captive. They'll be scattered in the nations. Okay? And it is at around that time that the Lord will come to fight for them. Glory be to God. And like I said last week, okay, he's going to start from somewhere outside Israel. Okay? Bringing back, fighting and redeeming. Okay? Remember it says that the year of my what? Redeemed. You've seen it, eh? Yeah, because he's going to redeem them, to get them back. Those who are scattered in the nations. All right? And he's going to fight. He's going to shed blood. Okay? Blood of people. Now, this is not spiritual blood. It is not what? Spiritual blood. It is what blood? human blood, real blood. Because we're going to be a Qurana. All right? He was always a commander, a general, and he will always be. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, after he has redeemed them, okay, like we saw last Sunday, the Bible seems to teach that he will return to heaven, okay, to where we had been raptured, okay, and then he will return with us, okay, now this time to Israel itself, okay, amen. This, but again, he's also returning as a fighter, okay. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. John said that now I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Glory be to God. Remember, these are end times. Eh? That's why, in fact, this passage is in Revelation. End times. Okay? He judges and does what? Makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. We know, of course, from John that the Word of God became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So this person coming from heaven is Jesus. Okay? And Jera, his robe is dipped in blood. Okay? And where is he coming from? He's coming from heaven. John is seeing him coming from heaven. Okay? Isaiah saw him coming from where? Alan. From where? Bozrah. Glory be to God. Alan likes that word. Okay? So, Joan, teacher, Joan, those passages, the one in Isaiah and this one in Revelation, they are different. John sees him coming from heaven with a robe dipped in blood. Okay? Isaiah saw him coming from Jordan, Edom, Bozrah. Glory be to God. Okay? And by the way, here it says that he's coming with his armies. Okay? Have we read that? No. Verse 14 and says, and the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Okay? And somewhere in some other verse, it shows you clearly that those who are dressed in fine linen are saints. Glory be to God. So he's coming with the saints. Okay? The saints who had earlier been raptured after the tribulation. Glory be to God. Very important what? To emphasize. We are raptured after the tribulation. Not before. Okay, so he comes. Okay? Paul says that he comes, then we meet the Lord in the air. Alright? But then later we see him in Bozrah. Ava Bozrah. Okay? Dipped in blood. Then later we see him coming from heaven. Dipped in blood, you know? With the armies of saints, with the saints. So he's bringing them back. Okay? And they're coming back to fight with him. Okay? Who are those? Those who had been raptured immediately after the great tribulation of those days. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 to 31. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, so he's going to come back. He's coming back to fight. He's coming back to what? To fight against his enemies. Okay? Against the enemies of Israel. The nation of Israel. The nation of Israel has many bad things it does. I'm sure even last week, there's something very bad it did. Okay? However, because of the covenant God made with the fathers, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, okay, the Jews remain God's people. Okay? He punishes them, but because he made a covenant which he can't break, which he can't annul, okay, he has no choice but to what? But to fight for them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he's coming back to fight. Glory be to God. So what I'm emphasizing is that Jesus is a man of war. Jesus is a general. He's a commander. He is a fighter. Hallelujah. He's a what? By the way, that also implies and it teaches a truth that there's nothing wrong with being a fighter. You understand? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a soldier. You understand? Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with Museven being a soldier. There was nothing wrong with Tumwine being a soldier. There was nothing wrong with, what's his name? Wamala, Katumba, being a soldier. You understand? Okay. These things are needed. If I give it, Jesus is a soldier. Glory be to God. But the wrong thing, of course, is when soldiers use their usojarity. Okay. For evil. Glory be to God. By the way, there was a time when I was thinking about joining the army. When I was in medical school, I was in second year, first year, okay? And I was thinking, now after medical school, what am I going to do? Like, starting a vision, I didn't have a plot in life. Because my plot, when I was in senior four with Commander David, with Ofunji, David, my plot was, do PCB, become a doctor. Finish. That was my it stopped at getting into medical school. And thereafter, I didn't have any. Now, that was sad. So, I was like, when I finish, you remember, I'm just in second year, first year. I have 3 or 4 more years to go. But now I'm starting to think that now, what will I do thereafter? Okay? So an idea came. You can join the army. Then I don't know what happened. And I think a year or so later, I got born again. And then God told me what I was born to do. And it had nothing to do with what? Glory be to God. Who am I, what? Telling you these things. Glory be to God. You know, it's a cold Sunday. And, when it's cold, you have to, you don't have to overbe what? Spiritual. Hallelujah. But thank God I'm being spiritual. I'm reading what? Verse 8. But Jesus said he's coming back to fight. He always fought and he's coming back to fight. And even by the right now, he still fights. But this time, spiritually. Glory be to God. And we should never become his enemy. We should never become people whom he has to fight against. Glory be to God. Christians can become enemies of the Lord. And you fight against them. Glory be to God. Okay? James chapter 4, from verse 4. Okay, James, this guy messed me up when I used to believe in the once saved, always saved. You know that thing that whatever you do, you go to heaven, you got born again. Whatever stupid stuff you do. So, but when I would read James seemed to be saying otherwise. James actually used to sound bad. He didn't sound like he had the love of God. Like he loves people. Now, like here. Remember that doctrine says that if you are a Christian, remember, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that is true. So, because of that verse, a Christian is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So now we began to say that therefore, even if you are a Christian and you're a thief, God can't call you a thief. Because you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God can't contradict himself. If you are a liar, you know, Christians, whatever Christians are, Balimba. Our teaching was, God cannot refer to you as a liar. God can't tell you that you, my son, you're a liar. Because the Bible says, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So now, when I would read James, I'd be like, I don't know, guy. Because now you see, he tells, remember, he's writing to Christians. And he tells them that adulterers and adulteresses, these people who are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, who are not sinners. Okay? James used to mess me up. Eh? Remember, I used to read the Bible cover to cover. So every time I would get to James, first of all, I would even lose gas because I know what is coming. All right? Because I know utemuli, in quotes, utemuli love moving to be. Utemuli the grace of God. There's not the grace of God in James. So I thought. And so he tells them, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Hallelujah. Okay? Then he says that, whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Hallelujah. Friends with the world, an enemy of God, an enemy of Jesus. Okay? Then he says, do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God resists the what? The proud. Okay? The proud in context is those who are friends with the world. Okay? Those who have made themselves enemies of God. Christians. Okay? Christians. Balimu, they are in the church, but they are also walking like worldly people. Okay? The Bible says when they do that, they make themselves enemies of God. Hallelujah. And remember, God or Jesus is out to fight his enemies. And he never loses. You understand? Okay? Now, since we know him as a fighter, as a general, who doesn't lose, we should never be found, okay, on the side of those, okay, he's fighting. Glory be to God. By the way, most of you have experienced this, when God is fighting against you, but probably you didn't realize it was God. You thought it was the devil. Man, I've had experiences, they're like two. Yeah, and you know, and I learned my lessons. Okay? I learned what? One of them was in, I think, 2006, 2007. I thank God that it was for a few months. There's something God had told me not to do. Okay? Something bad. And I went ahead and we did it. Man, what happened was a season of what? In fact, I wrote about it in my book. A season of financial poverty. In fact, at that time, I didn't have a job. For like 6 months or so, it was bad. And at that time, I had just come back. I just had a master's from Berkeley. Okay? Just come, nakavaku bati. With a paper, a master's degree from the US, you understand? And I was brought, it was painful. Okay? Then then the Lord reminded me that, do you remember when you were in the States, I told you don't do this and don't do that. Man, it was bad. I applied for jobs. I had the qualifications. But everything, okay? It's like God goes before, he sees you. You remember? He's God with you. Eh? He's God with us. Emmanuel. Okay, so he's with you as you're on the net applying for a job. Okay? First name, da, 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 you know. Eh? So he sees which job you're applying for. Then he goes, what? Now, kusokayo, shoe blocks. You have, man, I'm telling you. So every time I see people playing around with God, eh? Man, I'm like, these guys, if they knew. You see, what made that situation very painful was the fact that I had everything it takes, okay, to get a good job in Uganda. You understand? Okay? If not a job for which which required a master's, that I go, at least a job which I had before I went for the master's. But everything, man, I applied for job, my nothing. Okay? Then later I go to learn that what? It was the Lord fighting me. This God who loves me, okay, was what? Resisting. Okay? Jesus is a commander of a resistance army. Okay? A resistance what? You just say, I don't like what? The NRA. But that one, in fact, you can handle that one. You can, trick them and then what? But this one, you can't. Man, it was bad. But thank God, it was for a few months. But those months were long. Okay? In fact, at that time, those were the few days I ever got a phone call, okay? To ask someone for financial help. I called Joseph Okia. I called him, my man, Jose Man, in Okae. So I think we met somewhere now, Muyenga or Kansanga. Okay? And then I told him, man, I don't know what's happening. Because at that time, it hadn't dawned on me that it was the Lord resisting me. It was the Lord fighting against me. Then Bambi, he gave me some dime. And anyway, the story is wrong, but it was bad. Okay? It was the Lord, out of love, trying to resist you because now you had become his enemy. I think he loves you. He wants to win you back. And he wants to teach you that don't do it ever again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We were with Flora at Berkeley. Flora, when she came back, man, she just entered her old joy, a good job, man. Then the old bill was what? Nation. You know, eh? Okay? Yeah, wish you young people, you should learn this thing before it is too late. Before you suffer unnecessarily. Glory be to God. God is a man of what? Of war. Okay? He is a general of peace. He fights against his enemies. And he fights against Christians who make themselves enemies of what? Of the Lord. And remember, he never loses. You understand? He never. He has to win. You okay? Hallelujah. He has to win. I remember the story, but I don't know if it's true. There's a certain doctor, some guy, okay, who I heard that he got in bad books with the government. Anyway, he got into the bad book. Anyway, so he had issues with the government. But I don't know if it's true, but someone who said that, that's what he said. So this guy, it is said, and they told me that everywhere he would go to get a job, Okay? Man, after we saw like a week, they just gave him news that we are sorry. He goes to somebody, but it is said that it was the government which was on his case. It was the government, it was following the guy wherever he goes. And just, they just tell the guy, oh, yo, temomu amulimu, you're bringing problems for yourself. You know, some chap, I don't know if you know, okay, but now with God, for it, the government, you can trick it, you can even fly out of the country, and you get a job in Rwanda, in Kenya, in the U.S., but even there, if it is God fighting you, God is with you. He is Emmanuel. He is Emmanuel. Now for me, it was a job. It was money. But for some other people, maybe he will fight them concerning a spouse. What is again? Concerning a what? A spouse. Okay? Bulimkazi gwofuna gawakuwa busu. You know busu. Anyway, you're single, every girl, you get something, you understand? The Lord fights, you know, eh? You know, you get a Ugandan, you run to Rwanda, you get a Rwandan, but you don't know, man, it's the Lord fighting you. Okay? You understand, eh? But that happens. Okay, one of the ways it happens is because you have made yourself a friend with the world. You've decided to do things as the world does them. You've become carnal and you've been won. That fight doesn't come on the first day when you begin. So you understand? Yeah? The fight happens after several warnings. Stop doing that. You refuse. Then it stops doing that. Then he comes to you as an angel, a good angel. Now, stop. Remember the other day I told you to do this. Please do it. Then you refuse, in your heart, omtima neukolachi, neguka kanyala. And that's where now, okay, he takes off those angel robes. Then he wears army fatigue. And now, Nemusimbola. And he never loses. Glory be to God. So I'm encouraging you, church. Eh? Okay, please don't make yourself what? Okay, verse 4 or 5. Eh? What does it say? Okay, it says that friendship with the world is enmity against God. So this adultery was really, because you see we are espoused to the Lord. Okay? Then you're espoused, you fall in love with the world. Okay? There you're just, making yourself an enemy of the Lord. And out of his great love, out of his jealousy for you, good, godly jealous, he's going to fight so that he can win you back. Glory be to God. Amen? We need to know these things and to take them seriously. Glory be to God. Amen? Christians, like the Bible says in Romans 11:22, we need to know both the goodness and the severity of God. We need both, and that is maturity. Okay? We just know, most people just stop at the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after. Okay? And man, keep yourself in that state where his goodness is running after you. Okay? By the moment you become a friend with the world, glory be to God, that goodness is going to be turned off, and then the wrath of God is going to come after you. Alright? We need to know both the what? The goodness and severity of God. Sometimes God is not funny. The Lord sometimes is not laughing. These things of thinking that he's always there, what? What does Zephaniah say? Okay? He's what? Dancing over me. Eh? You know, eh? Man, sometimes he's not dancing. He's not rejoicing over you. Don't show me your teeth. It is not laughing. What? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The goodness and severity. God is good. Like we sang today. He is good, man. Okay? And that is what? Nature. Okay? God is good. And all the time, that is his nature. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But now in that goodness also, there is something called toughness. God can be what? Tough. Okay? And we shouldn't engage that other side of him. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. God bless you. Next week I'll tell you more about the movie. What was his name? Dustin. Did you watch it? Oh, Dustin dated who? Yeah, Utania. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.